Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Robin. Pioneer Park in the middle of Fairbanks has closed most of the vendors and eateries in the park due to a power outage. A transformer blew out Thursday morning near the Salmon Bake end of the park that affected power to about three-quarters of the buildings. A First Friday photography event with Jason Lazarus is canceled, and many of the little restaurants can't serve food. But park manager Donnie Hayes says the park will be open for Labor Day weekend.
We're going to have some pretty decent weather this weekend, so the shelters are still available on a first-come, first-served basis. The playground is still open. Porta-potties are still open. The Pioneer Museum is open. Bagleys of Fairbanks is open. S&T Barkery, they're open as well. We are still welcoming folks in.
Hayes says the normal closure date is Labor Day, but some businesses may stay on after that date. Leaders at the University of Alaska Anchorage are proposing to cut four popular sports teams to save money: men's hockey, women's gymnastics, and men's and women's skiing. UAA Chancellor Kathy Sandin announced the plan Wednesday, after steady cuts from the Walker administration and far deeper cuts from the Dunleavy administration. The university system has already reduced costs in many other places.
We've cut facilities, we've cut administration dramatically. Last year, we went through the process of reducing our academic programs. We have made cuts in athletics, but we got to the point where we realized, you know, we really needed to do something a little bit more decisive.
The statewide University of Alaska Board of Regents still needs to approve the cuts. It's expected to consider the proposal this month. UAA says the teams would be eliminated next school year, and the move would save the university about $2.5 million annually. For KUAC News, I'm Robin.